So as the mind, at times, and maybe just for moments, can begin to not resist this impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable nature of experience, is really deeply opening to that truth. That relaxation, a sense of release, perhaps a spaciousness of ease, that alignment, there seem to be some various patterns that happen around that terrain. Because it seems as though, you know, it's quite something. The mind touches into that space for a few moments and it seems so deeply resonant with the being. And then something in the mind, the conditioning of the mind, kind of starts doubting it or looking to solidify it or hold on to it. Or so I thought I'd just name some of the various patterns that seem to happen. Not to get frustrated by them, but just to hearing them named, I think, and sometimes just like, let us not think we're the only ones that can't just land in that space and be completely and utterly at ease for the rest of time. It feels like that should be possible, but seems like the conditioning, the delusion, the way our mind has been habitually trained, there's some deeper clinging. There's some deeper habits and patterns that will emerge. So one of the things that seems to happen there is the mind kind of releases in that space, and then it likes it. It wants it. And so it kind of creates, or it kind of tries to land in that space, like just hold on to it. It creates the idea of that space. It creates the concept of that space, and then tries to hold on to that. Creates some tension. Sometimes we can land there for a while. But at some point that the mind will recognize that there's a tension to kind of holding that space. And so sometimes that recognition of that, oh, the mind is kind of squeezing a little bit to try to hold that still. And then maybe the seeing of that squeezing or that kind of holding can release, and then there's that recognition again, oh yeah, this is more easeful to not try to hold on to it. So that's one way that our minds can relate to that pattern or that kind of sense of release with the truth. Another thing that can happen is that place where we're aligned or oriented towards this, you know, it's the slipperiness of that place, the nothing stable for long enough to really land with or last with. There can be times where that can be fine, and it there's a relief almost that we don't have to make something happen or find anything, but the habit of finding, the habit of searching. It's almost like the habit of mind around finding some place to land emerges. It realizes it can't solidify that experience. It's so slippery. But it starts looking for something within that experience. There must be some place to land. This can't be. This endless slipperiness can't be. It can't be the way it is. So that part of the mind kind of goes out searching. And so that searching is felt as a tension, is felt as a kind of a tightness. So that's search. When I recognized this pattern of searching, it happens all the time. The mind's searching for something to. It can be at very subtle levels and at very obvious levels. It's searching for somewhere to land, something to rest with, even for a moment. So that searching is another thing that can happen. And then there's other kinds of patterns too that we'll talk more about probably tomorrow, relationships to that place. But another one that I'll name now is the mind finds its way to this more still or still in the movement, kind of. It's very, the mind very kind of settled. Like the what's settled is that the mind isn't disturbed by the experience. So the disturbance of mind has released. Seems to that release of the disturbance seems connected with the orientation to aligning with this is the truth. So the mind kind of gravitates towards that truth and resonates in a very natural and deep way that yes, this is the truth, and the disturbance around what's happening. There's very little ripples in terms of there being a disturbance around what's happening. So that there's a sense of the mind having a kind of a stillness, even in the rapidness or kind of fluctuating nature of experience. There's a kind of a stillness of non-disturbance. The mind has released its habitual or kind of familiar disturbances, and that's experienced as a relief, as a settledness in a way. And there can be times where that seems very easeful for a while. The mind is not experiencing a disturbance about what's happening. But as we kind of stay in that place, sometimes what's happened is not that the mind kind of like goes back to its old habits and patterns around like, oh, I've got to find something, or let me hold on to this. It's more that very place of very little disturbance begins to allow the mind to recognize that there's subtler disturbances that may be happening. It's like if you're on a really like stormy seas, lots of waves, lots of crashing, you know, it's like when it calms down a little bit, you know, the gentler waves are felt like, oh, it feels pretty calm. There's not so much disturbance. And you kind of rest there for a while and it feels pretty easeful. But then you recognize that there's this waving. There's a subtler kind of disturbance that it can take some time for that to be revealed because our mind is so grateful that it has released and the mind is so kind of it's attuned to the release of the prior disturbance. And so there's that feeling of that release from that disturbance. And then after a while, that kind of release from that disturbance begins to allow the mind to see that there may be subtler disturbances at play. This is not a problem. This is actually good news. The mind has settled enough to be able to see kind of subtler kinds of clinkings, holdings. And so in that place too, we can, it's just like, oh, there's some, and it's not trying to get rid of it. This is precisely the place where it's just opening to that, oh, there's a subtle kind of disturbance there. Aligning to the recognition of that disturbance, opening to it, seeing it, being with it, that disturbance may begin to settle, release. And that process can go on. Like the mind finding subtler and subtler ways that it's holding on, constructing, needing something. It's all the same kind of habits of mind and subtler forms.